فمنهم ظالم لنفسه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, later on in this verse, describes to us the case of humanity. The case of those people who inherited the book and what they did later on. So, alhamdulillah, we are under this category of the elite. We are selected to inherit the book. We are qualified for the book with the word of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And I hope that all of us in this room, inshallah, have given this testimony and have confirmed that we are true servants of the Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have any guests here who might consider themselves non-Muslims, I tell them, please join us in our journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Join us in our journey to the Garden of Eden. Join us to be some of the elite people on the face of the earth whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes here. But for us Muslims, especially those who are born as Muslims, we need to see where we fit in these three coming categories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes here. When he says, فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Of them there are three categories. The first is those who wronged themselves. The second, those who took a middle course. The third is those who outdid the rest in good works by permission from Allah. That is the greatest bounty from Him. So we need to look through these categories to see where we fit. As to the first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks here about dhulm. Dhulm. We understand dhulm in political terms as oppression. But dhulm in these religious contexts is different. It may be used for one of two categories. The first is practical wrongdoing, dhulmun amali, and this is in the practice of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for example, describing people who mock each other, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنْ وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ بِئْسَ الِاسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ وَمَن لَّمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Addressing the believers, O ye who believe, in the beginning, don't mock each other. Let not a group of you mock another group. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end of the verse, he who does not repent, they are the wrongdoers. They are al-zalimun. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the believers in the beginning, we know for sure what is meant here by dhulm is not kufr. Unlike the second category, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers dhulm is disbelief in Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for example, وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And the unbelievers are the wrongdoers. And we may say here, the worst type of oppression, the worst type of rebelliousness against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is disbelief in Him. The worst type of transgression against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although we admit that murder, fornication, and all other major sins are really bad, but the worst type of transgression against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is denying His existence, is rebelling against Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why He said, وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed one verse on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saying, الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون. Those who believed and did not mix their belief with any ظلم, they are the ones that are well guided. The Sahaba, the companions around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, were frightened. They said, أينا لم يلبس إيمانه بظلم. They thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here, or is referring to the practical dhulm, that is committing the various sins. They said, who amongst us has never done anything wrong, any type of dhulm? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Associating other gods with Allah is indeed the great type, the greatest type of wrongdoing. We know also that kufr is of two types. In Islam, we have kufr, that is disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have kufr that is not acknowledging or not being thankful to him subhanahu wa ta'ala, or just committing some sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to both types of kufr. The first we are well familiar with, but the latter is actually referred to in verses like فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Mention me so that I make mention of you, and be thankful to me, and do not show ingratitude. So, Al-Imam Al-Bukhari actually made two sections in his Sahih. One section called بَابُ ظُلْمٍ دُونَ ظُلْمٍ. Wrongdoing different from another type of wrongdoing. And he also had another section under the title بَابُ كُفْرَانِ الْعَشِيرِ وَكُفْرٍ دُونَ كُفْرٍ. This is another type of kufr that is referred to in description of wives who do not treat their husbands in a good way. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam called it ingratitude. The Sahaba thought that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was referring to the actual type of kufr that is disbelief, but he made it very clear that this is ingratitude. And Imam al-Bukhari made this section on ingratitude between mates, and then he added kufr duna kufr, various types of kufr. Also, shirk is of two types. Shirk akbar and shirk asghar, or shirk jali and shirk khafi. That is associating other gods with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a high level, worshipping other than him. And this is the actual and common type of kufr, associating other gods with Allah. إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. Allah does not forgive associating other gods with him, and he forgives other than that to whom he wills. Yet the other type of shirk is الشرك الخفي, the subtle association, turning to other than Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, for example, فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. And this is addressing the believers who already do not associate other gods with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It refers here to sincere worship that is devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, not to anyone else. It refers to the worship that is done not in terms of showing off, not for the cause of any human being, not to get any benefits from human beings, but rather sincerely for the sake of Allah. In a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, according to Imam al-Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah and Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, إِذَا جَمَعَ اللَّهُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ لِيَوْمٍ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ نَادَى مُنَادٍ مَنْ كَانَ أَشْرَكَ فِي عَمَلِهِ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى أَحَدًا فَلْيَطْلُبْ ثَوَابَهُ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَاءِ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put humanity all together on one ground, then a caller would call, anyone who did something for other than the sake of Allah, let him go and seek its reward from the person he did it for. Anyone who did something for other than the sake of Allah, let him seek his reward from the person he did it for, because Allah is the one who doesn't accept any association with him. Similarly, we have another term that is fisq. And in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this term also on two levels. Level that refers to the unbelievers, and level that addresses the believers themselves. As to the first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ. Referring to the people who rebelled against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and are misguided, Allah misguides with it the fasiqeen, the aberrant, people of deviation, those who do not commit themselves to the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who breach the covenants of Allah. As to the other type of fisq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ, in the verse that I just recited, what a bad name that gives its people an aberrant state, put them in a state of deviation. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, سِبَابُ الْمُسْلِمِ فُسُوقُ. Muslims slandering each other brings them in a state of aberrance and deviation. Last of these terms that have also two levels and two categories is an-nifaq. An-nifaq, hypocrisy. And we are aware of al-munafiqeen, those who commonly embrace Islam in public, but in secret they keep their own religions. And those are described in the Quran al-Kareem, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. The hypocrites are in the lowest level of the fire and you won't find for them any supporter. The other type of nifaq, hypocrisy, is what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam described, for example, in the agreed upon hadith, آيَةُ الْمُنَافِقِ ثَلَاثِ إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفْ وَإِذَا أُتُمِنَ خَانْ. A sign of a hypocrite is one of three. When he speaks, he makes lies. When he makes a promise, he breaches his promise. And finally, when he is given a trust, he is not trustworthy. And this is النفاق العملي, the practical type of hypocrisy. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring here. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. We have these categories now. We have the term of kufr, the term of shirk, the term of nifaq, the term of fisq, and the term of ظُلُم, all used for both categories, believers and unbelievers.